Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with TopThreadAg Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, December 7th. Obviously, December 7th is a day that will live in infamy with the bombing of Pearl Harbor in 1941. I hope we never forget that date. The grains closed higher. March corn up 3¾ cents at 488. March wheat up 8¾ cents, 642¼. Jan beans up 16¼ cents at 13.11¾. The meal was down $1.70, but the bean oil was up 179 ticks, despite the crude oil closing down just 4 cents at 69.34. Not sure why the bean oil had such a big rally out here. Maybe some short covering going into the report tomorrow. The wheat opened 6 cents lower, moved another nickel lower from there. It looked like the trade was disappointed that we didn't see any new sales to China in the wheat market. Also, the weekly export figures were light at 356,000 metric tons. But somebody came in and bought the lows. We rallied the wheat as much as 23 cents off the lows. My guess is that's China buying more wheat out here. They like to buy the breaks, and I think that's exactly what happened out here today. Egypt probably will be buying Russian wheat. The Russian prices were the cheapest out there, though Ukraine or one of the other Eastern European countries might get some of that business. The weekly export figures on the corn weren't bad at 1.29, pretty good on the beans at 1.5. I think I mentioned that we did have a sale of 121,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. Tomorrow's report, they're looking for the corn carryout at 2.152, down 4 million bushels. The beans at 243, down 2 million bushels, and wheat unchanged. I don't know how the USDA is going to keep wheat unchanged with these exports that we're seeing to China. So I think they're going to have to start coming down. Some of the private forecasters are starting to come down with their lowering their soybean and corn estimates for Brazil. That makes a lot of sense. Ag Resource came out at 155.44 for the corn. That's down from 156.08. Their corn was dropped from 123.50 down to 120.12, and Conab's figures were lower as well. So I think we're starting to see the effects of the dry weather that we're seeing in the north and the wet weather in the south. So tomorrow we'll get the WASDE day at 11 o'clock. We'll see how the market reacts to that. We'll see if there's any wheat business done overnight. A lot of moving parts to this market. So we'll see if the funds want to continue to cover short wheat and short corn. We'll see if they want to liquidate any more beans and meal out here. They're still heavily long meal, probably close to 100,000 contracts. They're only about 10,000 short oil now, but I've got them after today on close to 30,000 beans. So they could sell more beans and meal. They could buy more corn and wheat out here. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Edge.